A study by the Murdoch Children's Research Institute in Melbourne has uncovered an interesting pattern. It looked at data from more than 750,000 pregnancies in Denmark between 1997 and 2009. Professor David Bergner from Institute says researchers wanted to find out why some children become more ill with infection than others.
We're interested around pregnancy, and we were interested in whether antibiotics affected the microbiome, which is the millions of bugs we all carry normally in our gut and elsewhere, and whether antibiotics in pregnancy affected a child's risk of getting an infection.
And the results?
Women who were prescribed antibiotics during pregnancy, their children were about 20% more likely to be admitted to hospital with infection in the first 14 years of their life.
The study doesn't indicate the reason for the trend, but Professor Bergner suggests good bacteria may play a role.
We think it's because the antibiotics affect the mother's microbiome, their good bacteria, if you like, in their gut and their vagina. And then when the baby's born, it picks up those good bacteria, and that educates their immune system, and that makes a difference as to whether they get infection. Now, if they've had antibiotics, that can have a bad effect on the microbiome, and therefore the baby picks up a microbiome that's not as good, and that might affect its ability to develop a normal, very robust immune system, and that might affect its risk of infection in early childhood.
Dr. Ken Sang Lim from the Australian Medical Association describes it as inconclusive.
It's certainly not a conclusive study by any means, but it's something which is worth looking at, and it's something for us to pursue or investigate further.
Some mothers are wary after the findings. Michaela Hamilton is one of them.
It concerns me, especially when I'm pregnant. I think it's always common sense to consider if you use them or not. Luckily, I didn't have to, but the little buddy, he had infections, I think, in the first days anyway.
But Dr. Bernadette White from the Royal Australia and New Zealand College of Obstetricians and Gynaecologists says mothers shouldn't be put off.
My message would be not to worry, of course not, but to just, if a doctor is proposing to them that they should take antibiotics, that they have a discussion with the doctor about how important is that, are there any other alternatives, would it be appropriate perhaps to wait a little and see whether a minor illness is getting better without them, but that if they did need to take antibiotics, that they shouldn't really worry that they're likely to run into any serious consequences from that.